Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 and 19. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. When you look at Jesus' ministry, it doesn't always seem so glorious. Yes, there are those times when he helped the sick, raised the dead, and fed the 5,000. But there are also those times when he was rejected in his hometown, ridiculed by the religious leaders, and finally hung on a cross, naked and alone. The Christian church also seems to follow that pattern. Yes, sometimes there are a number of new believers, unity in the church, and service in the community. But there are also times of decline, rejection from the world, and weakness. But don't be fooled by looking at a snapshot of God's story. Our Lord has a history of redeeming, rescuing, and renewing his people. There was a time when God's people were enslaved in Egypt for over 400 years, but God redeemed, rescued, and renewed his people. Then there was a time when God's people were exiled into Babylon, but again he redeemed, rescued, and renewed his people. The biblical authors in the Old Testament knew that God wasn't done yet. That's why Isaiah wrote, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing." In other words, hold on to your hats. You haven't seen nothing yet. God was about to redeem, rescue, and renew his people again. This time, God was not going to use plagues or powerful leaders. This time, God himself was going to help his people through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. As you look at Jesus Christ and his church, it might seem like all is lost. You might even be tempted to reject the Lord with the rest of the world. But take a long view of history. Look at God's great work of salvation throughout time. He has always come to the help of his people, and he is planning on doing it again. On the last day, he will return in glory to redeem, rescue, renew, and to even resurrect his people. Lord Jesus, sometimes I wonder whether you are still in charge in this broken, wicked, and sinful world. Forgive me for my lack of faith. Open my eyes to your glory. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.